Before we get into the song, I am curious how it all came about. Your textie, was it a text or an email to me yesterday? I can't remember what it was. It's like, Shawnee, yeah. You know, and I love the fact you dropped it in the first sentence. You know I'm a premiership footballer from up that way.
Well, you know, here's the deal, mate. Usually what I do is I introduce anything that I do with premiership hero. Rumbler, premiership hero.
Premiership hero. What year was that?
And every time, 98. But every time I say that, my cousins will just look at me and go, mate, you're gammon. You're kidding yourself. Getting kicked in the face doesn't make you a hero, cuz.
So was that the end of the footy career? Did you go out in Ohio, or did you play for up?
No. It should have been the start. But I broke my leg shortly after, really badly. I shattered the tibial plateau, so it was over before it began.
And let's talk about Drought Breakers, Rain. I will play a little snippet of it right now, and then you can explain how it all came about. Quite catchy. I like it. I like the original, and I like that one right there. You can buy it right now on iTunes for $2.19. All the proceeds going towards the Buy a Bale campaign. Scotty, tell me, how did it come about?
So I was having a coffee with Mike Fitzpatrick, who's the head of content for Triple M nationally.
Yep.
And he's from Bathurst originally. My mum is just, she's been living at a farm in Bathurst. She's had a farm out in Bathurst for the last decade, and so she just sold it earlier this year. And look, if you've been up that way, you know how dry it is. And so we're just having a yarn, and he's from there, and sort of trying to just think of what we could do. And he had the idea. He turned around and he said, "Darling, get in the studio and record this, you know, this song, and get a few mates on it, and we'll smash it, and all proceeds can go to help farmers."
That's so awesome.
I'd love to take all the credit, but it was actually Fitzy's idea.
That's Fitzy's idea, but you've kind of, you've helped him for sure. Tell us, when you say you've got some mates on it, who's on it?
So I've got Sarah McLeod from the Super Jesus, and Jack Jones, who used to be in a band called Southern Sons, and Adam Brand, who's the best bloke in country music. And we actually got Todd Hunter, who wrote the song.
Cool.
So Todd, initially it was just sort of get his blessing, and once he said he was into the version, I said, well, look, mate, we need a bass track. What do you reckon?
It is a little bit different at the end as well. I heard it. Actually, I was driving in Melbourne last Friday night, and Triple M down there were playing it, and I noticed at the end it's a little bit different with... Is it Bring the Rain? Is that right?
Bring the Rain. Yeah, so the last minute, it's actually the last minute of the song, so it's a fairly significant portion of the song, but essentially it's a song that we're trying to use to raise money because of a drought, and yet the lyric in the main song is, you know, don't you go out in the rain. So initially Fitz was like, well, mate, change the lyrics, and I just, for me, mate, I'm a purist, and I just reckon you can't go messing around with great songs to that degree of changing the chorus. You've got to leave them as they are. And so the alternative was Sarah McLeod and I sort of sat in a room, and look, she's a great songwriter, and I've written a lot of songs, and we sort of said, well, let's write something that makes this issue a bit more pertinent within the lyrics. So that was sort of how the ending came about.
Yeah, it's very appropriate too. Obviously, the title of the song is called Rain. Rain is what they need up there. Did you kind of like think for a minute, oh no, maybe we can write something there, or did this jump out at you straight away and think, you know what, we're going to do this?
As in the ending or just the song in general?
Oh, the song in general, yeah.
Yeah, oh, look, I think when the big dog Fitz tells you to do something, you actually do it, because he's probably the most powerful man in radio. But, look, it's a great cause. And, you know, look, as you said, man, I've got connections up there in Shep. And anyone who's been to the bush knows that the great thing about being Australian, or anyone who's stepped on an aeroplane, even the great thing about being Australian is that we help our mates. You know, and the reality of this is that, you know, I heard this terrible story the other day that apparently the government have got, like, heaps and heaps of hay bales at the docks waiting to go overseas to meet trade quotas.
Yeah, I've read that.
You know, we sit here and hope that the government will do the right thing, but often, mate, let's be honest, often they don't. So we've got to get past this mentality of, oh, somebody else will do it. It's a bit like when you did play footy, you know, if you want to influence the result, you just go and get the footy yourself. Or, mate, we want to influence the drought, we've got to just do something about it ourselves. So, you know, the great thing about this song is all proceeds, the publishing, the royalties, everything's going to farmers. And my hope, actually, to be honest with you, Shawnee, is that when people hear it, even if they've donated already, it's just a bit of a reminder, hey, you know what, I can get on Buy a Bale and kick another $5 in.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yep. And you can just buy the... I mean, look, let's face it, a lot of people stream music this way these days, but you can buy the song, just go to your iTunes, it's $2.19, it is going to the Buy a Bale campaign. And like you said, it might actually... Some people might hear it and go, you know what, I could probably afford another five... or $10. So it is. It's a great thing that you guys are doing. I'm going to play it for. We're going to go to a break, but I'll play the song for you next here in Triple M. Been speaking to Scott Darlow. You're doing fantastic work. I'm glad you caught up and had that coffee with Fitzy because it's doing great things. You can buy the song right now on iTunes for $2.19. Scott Darlow.
So cheap. Thanks. Hey, Johnny, can I just say?
You can say what you want,
mate.
Yeah, go.
I said big shout out to all the mob at Rumbalara and all my Yorta Yorta family up there, and thank you everybody who supported the song and bought it. And if you haven't, get online and buy it. And thanks for all your support. Appreciate it.
Brilliant. No worries, Scott. If you've just joined us, you can catch up on this conversation later on as well. Don't forget through the Triple M app or at triplem.com.au. That new song, it's the Drought Breakers. It's called Rain. I'm going to play it for you after this on Triple M. They're charging $18, right, for deconstructed avocado and toast. Now, you can see this. Let me get this photo here for you. Can you see that?
I can.
$18 for that. You get half an avocado, you get a little bit of feta, you get a bit of lime, and you get one piece of toast for $18. And guess what? You're paying the ridiculous amount.
What a load of four-letter word, which I won't say.
Careful.
This stuff absolutely sends me buck wild, right? It really does. It's
I know
gone
it
way
does.
Too far.
That's why I got you in.
The hipsters have gotten their way at certain joints. No, really, this has got to be said. The absolute rubbish. Well, I'm looking at the photo that you're showing me. Okay, a couple of things I want to point out. Cost of goods sold, $2, and you want 18 for that.
Explain what that means to...
So it's called COGS.
What does it cost you?
Costs of goods sold. So what does that cost the business to serve to you?
I'm going
to
guess $2.
Okay, $2 and they want 18. All right, now then you say wages and all that. Anyway, let's focus on this. Now, what annoys me about all of this is the fact that I've come to a restaurant and you're telling me I've got to make it myself. That just doesn't make any sense. That's the second point I want to make. The third point I want to make is that anyone that eats at that place and pays that is stupid.
Yeah, why would you?
Absolutely. Now, I had a friend of mine. We used to be thick as thieves. We were really close mates growing up.
Right.
He opens a restaurant. This is in Canberra. And I'm breathing very
calm
heavily.
Down, yeah, mate. Take a breath.
Yeah.
Gee,
so,
whiz. Really?
So what he does is he opens a restaurant. And we all go along for the opening night. Now, it's my father, my mother, and myself. Three of us. And my parents are from very humble beginnings, but
yep.
My father's done well,
yep.
But he's not an idiot. And so, you know, they don't eat out very often, but when they do, they still want value.
Of course.
Right. Okay.
Who doesn't?
So the food, my dad orders a steak. I ordered a steak. Mum had salmon or something. And anyway, the food comes out, and this is no joke. It comes out on a big white plate, like a huge plate, way bigger than required, right? So people can take a good photo of their food, which is another load of crap.
Yep.
Anyway, so then what happens is it's just the steak on the plate. My father and I look at each other, and Dad's like, I thought I ordered broccoli, and I thought I had some sauce with it. Dad calls the waiter over. Comes over, right? And Dad goes, yeah, I ordered a steak with veggie and sauce. And he goes, no, sauce and veggies are extra. They're sides. Now, this is a $42 steak.
Still didn't come with any sides.
Yeah, he's also an accountant. Don't forget that as well.
All right.
Right, so extra mad.
Messing with him.
No. So, anyway, we both look and go, this is ridiculous. And I said, how much is sauce? They go, $4.
For the sauce,
this is a $42 steak. Don't forget that number. Mm. Then the other time he goes, broccoli is $12.
$12 for a side of broccoli.
You better believe that my father and I were on the phone to Michael, which is his name. I won't say his surname. And we went absolutely... He got out of bed and came down to the restaurant. He hadn't been feeling well. So we got him out of bed to come down to his restaurant.
Jeez,
come down to his restaurant and have a look. Do you know what he said to my father and I? Like, to our face.
What?
I said, Michael, you can't get away with charging this in a restaurant. He goes, yes, I can. I'm in a rich neighbourhood.
That was his answer.
That was his exact words.
How often do you see your mate now?
Haven't seen him since. Seriously. I've seen him since.
And I've heard of, like, blokes falling out with mates over misses or money owed or cars or your crash. Broccoli. Fallen out with a mate.
Fell out over broccoli.
Over broccoli.
Yeah, but hang on. It's also the principle, which is the bigger thing here.
I know. But, and I shouldn't laugh.
But because I'm in Toorak, because I'm in Kew, because I'm in a rich neighbourhood, I can charge that? Do you think rich people are stupid?
Maroopna. Yeah, look, you can... it's like one time I was in Geraldton, over in WA, where I used to live. $7 for a side of bacon. At this restaurant, because it's got water views.
Did the pig win first place in the WA Ag Show or something?
It must have. I don't care where you are. $7 for a side of bacon. That was absolutely ridiculous.
I was down at Coles the other day. You can get a kilo for $7.
There you go. There you go. So, mate, that's got you fired up.
It does get me fired up because it's gone too far. I mean, would you seriously serve that to someone and be like, enjoy, don't eat it all at once? You're joking.
$18 for it's not the first time it's happened. It's a very hipster Melbourne cafe thing. The cool thing to do now is deconstruct it. That's the cool thing.
I didn't know hipsters were rich. I thought hipsters were like the shop at secondhand clothes stores and, you know, live... you know, a modest lifestyle.
Yeah, rich hipster. Hey, look, oh, there's another one there. That's the one that from a few months back. Look at the Vegemite. What? They don't put it on the toast
Vegemite
for
on
you.
Toast?
They slather it onto the cheese board, and you've got to do it yourself.
Right, so you lose half of it on the board. What's that? $15? Sunday special?
That one was 31.
I'm
trying to fire you up here.
It was not 31.
No, it wasn't 31. It wasn't 31. Hey, if you want to see a photo of that, well, I can wake it up for you right now on the Triple M Instagram page, Triple M Goulburn Valley. I'll put it up on our Facebook page as well. Billy Boy.
I'm all fired up now.
You need to actually go. You got 13,
I need to go for a walk.
13 minutes till you're on air. Go for a break, okay? Triple M, it's Brecky with Shawnee. We're talking about stuff that you've accidentally stolen, we'll say. It's hard to get people to call up and fess up to things they've stolen. There's a lady in Sydney. She got done. She put a meat pie down her, what do you call it, jocks, knickers, panties, whatever you want to call them. Ouch. Hopefully it wasn't too hot. Nothing worse than when the mince comes out and you burn your tongue. I'd hate to think, oh, ouch. She got done for that and she whacked 4 chocolate bars down her bra. Got me thinking, what have you stolen? Chris from Cobram on 13 2710, what have you stolen?
Well, it wasn't me, it was my brother. The vet clinic up the road just got newly landscaped, so he took it upon himself to steal 2 plants and plant it in my mum and dad's garden, and he told mum the plants were for her birthday.
So there's a new vet clinic up the road, had redone their garden.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a fortune.
Your brother thought, you know what, mum's birthday, I'm going to knock off a couple of plants and she won't even notice.
Exactly right. But a couple of days later, mum worked it out, made him pull the plants back out of our garden and plant them back in the vet's garden.
What do you mean? Oh, she caught him out.
Mum worked it out because she walked past that vet every day and saw the plants missing and realised what he does. So he had to replant them and apologise.
Yeah, I was going to say, did he replant them at 2 in the morning when there was no one around?
No, she made him go to the door, knock on the door and do it all properly.
There we go, Chris from Cobram, I like that. The fact that your mum's just sorted out your brother. Who needs to go to the police when your mum can do it there? Here we go, Charlotte from Maroopna. What have you stolen?
I might have taken some of your loose change that's hanging around.
You've stolen some of my loose change that's hanging around?
Yeah.
Well, I don't deal in change. I've stolen some of your notes. Bang! Straight back at you. You need to put a padlock on your purse. Oh. Nice one, Charlotte. You drive safe on your way to work there, darling. We're close to 7:30. Updates are next here on Triple M.